This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
My doctor suggests if you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, don't forget voice issues. I'm on the radio thousands of hours a year, radio and TV, and I've never missed 1 minute in 3 years and 4 months on the radio, not 1 minute, because of my doctor suggests I suck on their silver lozenges. My doctor suggests alkaline-structured silver products destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming a good bacteria. I've experienced firsthand the power of healing that happens when you use their products. My voice is now a workhorse. You can't get it in stores. You can only get it by calling the following number and website, and you get 20% off. Use the promo code ROOT for Wayne Allen Root. Use my last name, R-O-O-T, and get 20% off your order. Call 866-660-9868. You want to be as sharp and high energy as Wayne Root. 866-660-9868. 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and use the promo code ROOT.
Dr. Anthony Alessi joining us, neurologist, UConn, the New York Yankees, and all of that. Doc, how are you?
I'm doing great, Lee.
You're out in Colorado, huh?
I am. I'm in Pueblo, Colorado, about 2 hours outside of Denver, at the Professional Bull Riders Sports Performance Center, which is a very interesting setup here.
All right, so what do you do when you're out there? Give me a little rundown of what the doc's day is like when you're dealing with that.
So this is a relatively new building. They just opened it up last month, built in Pueblo, which is the home of the Professional Bull Riders Tour. As some people may know, the Professional Bull Riders Tour is owned by a company called Endeavor. Endeavor is part of IMG, International Management Group, the famous group of agents that started in the 1960s and now has branched out. They are the media partners for the NCAA, doing all college football games and other collegiate events. So IMG is a multi-billion dollar corporation. Endeavor is the part of IMG that owns UFC, Ultimate Fighting Championships, and Professional Bull Riders Tour. So it's a big operation here from that standpoint. The Professional Bull Riders Tour got purchased by them probably in around 2012 or something of that nature. So this is a center modeled after the one they have in Florida, in Bradenton. It's the famous IMG Sports Academy. They opened another sports academy or performance center in Las Vegas for Ultimate Fighting Championships, and now they've opened one here in Pueblo for the Professional Bull Riders Tour. These performance centers are places where they bring the athletes to help the athletes develop their careers. So a typical day here, it's really a three-day session that's going on for the athletes, and they look at a lot of different things, sports psychology, training methods. They have a phenomenal personal trainer here working with the athletes. They're about 20 athletes at a time, so they try to keep the groups relatively small. They go over nutrition. They go over a lot of financial things with them to help them manage their money as they're making money and build their brand in terms of having and knowing the importance of their behavior and how it helps build their brand for future assessment, so for future endeavors for them. So it's pretty interesting to look at that. They work a lot on agility. They have these things, for lack of a better term, that are mechanical bulls, but they're not the kind you'd like see in a bar or something like that. but a way of them to work out and really work on their skills overall. So it's pretty interesting. My role here is really to talk to them about brain health and explain that it's not all about brain injury. It's about how to keep your brain healthy and avoiding the pitfalls that people fall into, such as using alcohol, not eating right, smoking, things such as that, tobacco products. I mean, tobacco products are an issue here, obviously, in all Western sports. That's what my day is like. I gave a talk yesterday, giving another talk today. So it's been pretty busy.
The bull riders, though, they're in pretty good shape, aren't they? Right? I mean, they're very strong, right?
Well, it's interesting. It's almost like the old days of baseball because these guys have real jobs.
Right.
In the sense that this is really a change for them to be able to come and train in a place because typically after they're riding on weekends, they have to get home and go do work. They have jobs. One fellow I met yesterday works for a telecommunications company. He climbs poles out in the middle of nowhere all week and then has worked out in his schedule where on Thursday he leaves and heads out to an event. So a lot of them work on ranchers. They do a lot of cowboy work along the way. So they have to have real jobs in order to get benefits for their families in some cases or just make a living. For a majority of the people who participate in this sport, this is not their sole source of income. They really have to go out and get a job, which is kind of like the old days of baseball, right? In the off season, there's not much of an off season in bull riding Western sport.
Because
although the PBR tour takes a break at this time of year, summer, many of the riders are out doing rodeo work and trying to make money that way.
Move from that, Doc, to tinted glass. You want to talk about tinted glass?
Yeah, what's up with tinted glass? I don't get it. And it really struck me because, obviously, these 2 1-year-old twins died in New York City.
Yeah.
They were locked in a car for 8 hours.
That's awful.
And no one could see inside to see these poor children die. So I started thinking about tinted glass. And it's very interesting, like, when a policeman comes up on a car, they pull somebody over. It's got to be frightening because you don't know what's going on in that car. I think it's – and a lot of times when you see these people, all of a sudden they roll down the window and pull out a gun and shoot somebody, it's, again, this tinted glass. So I don't get the tinted glass thing. Now, one of the things I was told is that to have deeply tinted glass, you need a note from your doctor. So a lot of people say, well, I have migraine. If you have migraines, get sunglasses.
Right.
Okay? I don't know if it bothers your eyes. So I don't understand the reason for it. Some people used to say, well, it keeps the car cooler. Who doesn't have air conditioning now in a car?
Mm.
Roll down the window. So I don't know why we allow tinted glass. And maybe there is a reason. I just can't find it. Maybe you know of a reason. But I see it as a real danger. When we can't, if you don't want somebody looking in your car, then you're probably doing something wrong.
There's a limit, too, for sure, what the front windshield can be and the side windshields, because cops can pull you over and give you a ticket for having tinted windows that are too dark, which always I always ask this question whenever we get on this subject, if it happens to be a police officer here. If that's the case, then why do these tinting companies tint the glass to such a level that it's actually illegal? It doesn't seem like that makes any sense.
Because they get a doctor's note, I think. I think they can get – there's ways of getting at it. I don't know. I just don't see the purpose of it.
Right.
Is there a redeeming purpose to having deeply tinted glass? And if not, then let's get rid of it because it is a danger now. It's a danger to children. It's a danger to occupants of a car. It's a danger to our police officers. I just don't see a purpose to it.
All right.
And if some listeners have a reason, I'm happy to hear from. Right now, just having heard that story about those 2 children, and I have to tell you, on these hot days when I'm in a parking lot, I'm looking around.
Yeah.
And I think we all have to look around because, and not just children, they're animals in these cars who die.
Absolutely.
Okay? And, again, you do have a right. If you see an animal, you think a child or an animal is in danger, you have a right to break into that car. I didn't know that till recently.
Yep.
So, again, maybe let's think about it. And, again, talking to the Lee LC Nation, really, Lee, maybe it's time we got rid of it.
Listen, I'm on board. I don't see really a reason for it. I do know that I'm sure there are people who are listening right now who are going to claim it's, you know, part of their individual liberties and all that goes along with that, similar to other things. By the way, whoever left those kids in that car, that's negligent homicide. You can't let that stuff happen.
Yeah. Imagine living with that, though.
Oh, man.
Maybe that's the sentence. I don't know. But I guess as far as individuals, so does it say somewhere that you have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of
things? Well, no. Hey, I got a couple things real quick because I know you got to run. Real quick, okay? There's a new study that says autism largely caused by genetics. You see this study?
I did not.
Okay.
But there's no doubt in my mind that there is a genetic change. I mean, let's look at it. I mean, genes are the recipe for how our bodies are made up. So it doesn't mean like you got it from one parent or another, or was there an aberration somewhere along the way that caused it? I mean, we just don't know enough about it. But I would not be surprised at all if genetics played some part in it. Yes. We know what doesn't. We know what doesn't.
Well, that's why I was giving you this wide opening.
And you know, vaccine.
And you didn't take it.
Don't do it. Right. No, I took it. I took it. Give me a chance. But, yeah.
All right. All right, buddy. Doc, thank you. I know you're busy out there in Colorado, the Rocky Mountain High. Enjoy the day, and thank you, as always, for checking in. I gotta run. You're listening to the USA Radio.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliners speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allyn-Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Hi, this is Wade Allyn-Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges formulas work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wainwright doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, it's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root. You know, here's what I love, by the way. I love when we say something, and then I love when there's an overwhelming response from the folks who are listening and either emailing me or texting, or not texting me. I don't give away my cell phone to just anyone. You have to be very special. But either emailing me or Facebook messaging me. For example, Tom just messaged me, said, I became a U.S. citizen in 2018. I ain't paying no reparations. I ain't paying reparations. So it ain't happening. A couple things. Apparently tonight, if you're paying close attention, a black moon is coming tonight. So that's a racist moon will be out there tonight. I started singing Bad Moon Rising, which is not Black Moon Rising. So I thought maybe that would work, but it doesn't work. So that's silly, silly little me. But anyway, there's going to be a black moon. Apparently it means that the moon is completely out, like it's a full moon, but it's dark. So you can actually see, that looks kind of cool. There's pictures of it. I don't remember seeing that before, but it's very possible. I don't know if you saw this story. It's probably not necessarily world news, but a city council in Australia has voted to scrap funding for an annual Christmas event over supposed concern that not all religions in the community are included. So apparently the Muslims in Australia, and Australia usually doesn't put up with a lot of guff, but apparently these folks over in Australia did not want the hassle because I guess the Muslims didn't feel included in the Christmas. So rather than just have the Christmas celebration and whoever wanted to come could come, then they decided to scrap the whole thing, which apparently is the sort of like the new wave where we're moving, right? We're moving in that way where if it causes any kind of a headache, any kind of hassle, nobody wants to deal with it. So that's why you say happy holidays and not Merry Christmas and all that goes along with that. That is where we are in the politically PC world that we all live in right now, which is, it's actually pathetic. It's sad. By the way, who do you think won the debate last night? And who do you think will win the debate tonight? Now, there's a whole number of different polls out there in poll land, if you will. And Bernie Sanders, according to most of the polls that I've gone through, have Bernie Sanders as the big winner. Now, I thought Bernie actually reestablished his burn, if you will, last night. I thought he came out swinging. Listen, do I agree with what he says? No, of course not. But he had the electricity back, which he lacked from the first go-around. So he was actually back, and the polls that are out there actually reflect that. In a couple of different polls, upwards of 40% of the people actually thought he won. Believe it or not, Marianne Williamson was the top some of the polls. And in the one I'm looking at right now, 20% of the people out there thought she won. Now, listen, you could not pick her out of a lineup of two, okay? And, you know, she, in some corners of the political world, actually won the debate last night, which, again, can show you exactly what you were dealing with last night. Elizabeth Warren came in third in the one I'm looking at, but second overall. I thought Buttigieg did well. I thought he made a presence. I think he's going to be in it for the long haul. The ones that will fall by the wayside. I mean, Beto O'Rourke, right now, I think if Beto O'Rourke tried to get a gig as a weekend CNN contributor, he'd have trouble getting that gig. He's so far down the line now. I mean, he's lost. He looks lost. Like, what happened to him? 6 months ago, 5 months ago, he was the toast of the town. You couldn't get close to him. He was the best. He was the second coming of JFK. And now he's literally looks lost on stage, clueless, like stumbling and bumbling constantly throughout the entire debate. Hickenlooper at the bottom, Tim Ryan at the bottom, Amy Klobuchar, again, I mentioned this a little bit earlier today. You know, of all the folks who were up on the stage last night, I mean, she's probably the closest policy-wise to being somewhat sane. I mean, she's her and Buttigieg, she's a moderate. Like I said, I don't agree with a lot of where she stands, but at least she's not crazy lunatic left. But she is lost personality-wise. Like, you've got to have some kind of a personality if you're going to navigate 24 candidates for president of the United States. You can't be a cold, dead fish. You've got to have something, some sparkle, something. If you don't, you're going to get lost in the shuffle, which is exactly what's going to happen to her. So I think Hickenlooper, Ryan, Klobuchar, Bullock, O'Rourke, maybe Delaney hangs on for one more, but the ones I mentioned are history. They won't be around for round three. All right, you're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. 833-927-8255 is the number. Give us a call. Bottom of the hour, we'll come back with a Trump, well, somebody who's on the Trump team. It'll be interesting. Stick around.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration reports for the first time they're open to the idea of importing some lower cost prescription drugs from Canada.
If you can present a plan of how you can bring drugs in from Canadian pharmacies and the Canadian distribution system, we're open.
During a call with reporters on Wednesday, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says they will approve of them in the way that will be safe for the consumer. President Trump isn't thrilled by the rate cut announced by the Fed Reserve. The president tweeted that Fed Chair Jerome Powell let us down by announcing a quarter-point rate hike today. Powell explains his decision to reporters.
It is intended to insure against downside risks from weak global growth and trade policy uncertainty, to help offset the effects these factors are currently having on the economy.
And Wall Street's reaction? Investors are disappointed as the Dow lost 334 points. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492, Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, by now you know Wayne's not here. He'll be back tomorrow night. And again, he misses you. You miss him. It's fantastic. Our number is 833-927-8255. My email address is leelcradio@gmail.com. I have a very special guest. So if you have a question as I get through and we continue this conversation, email it to me and I'll try to pass it along to Mercedes Slapp, who is the senior advisor for the 2020 Trump campaign, which is a huge job, a huge position. Mercedes, good evening. How are you? Welcome to Raw and Unfiltered.
Thank you for having me on.
Well, I appreciate it. Okay, so let's get right to it. So 2 years, you're at the White House for 2 years, and now you've decided to jump into the campaign mode. I got to ask you, what's more chaotic, the actual White House day in and day out with Trump or the campaign?
You know, I don't view it as chaotic as I do exciting. And I would have to say both of them have been, so far, great places to work. I mean, I had the great honor of spending time with the president and getting to know him even better and seeing him work in action, which is interesting because the media obviously doesn't cover that side of Donald Trump. They have a certain way that they basically are critical of the president, but being able to see him and really talk to everyday Americans, you know, meet with legislators, push forward legislative proposals and his agenda and be successful at it, was really just part of history at the White House was truly not only humbling, but also a great honor.
All right, the title senior advisor, Trump 2020, that's a big title. So the question is, when you wake up, your eyes open in the morning, what's the first thing you do? What's your day look like getting ready for Trump 2020?
Well, first I check Twitter. That's usually a good indication as to where we're headed for the day.
Sure, good move.
And then I spend a lot of time reading the news and getting caught up as to where basically the mindset of the Democrat presidential candidates are. And, you know, obviously we push back when we need to push back, but also to the media. And we also make sure that we share the president's message across the country. So part of my role, for instance, was helping launch the Latinos for Trump coalition down in Miami, Florida. About two or three weeks ago, we launched the Women for Trump coalition in Pennsylvania. I'm currently here, in Nevada, with GOPAC talking about criminal justice reform. So I have the great honor right now traveling across the country, meeting with state legislators, meeting with Trump supporters, and just getting them excited and really talking through what the president has been able to accomplish in these last few years, and also explain the stark contrast on what we're seeing on the Democrat side, which is that of radical policies that really do not fit well with American values.
All right, so for example, you're talking today or tonight or tomorrow with Nevada state legislators about, you know, crime, punishment, that. So you're actually give me a visual. You're getting in a room and back and forth. You're going, you know, with them, to them, at them, with all of Trump's positions on, or where he stands on a lot of the things that they're talking about.
Right. In this particular event, it's Republican state legislators from across the country, and
okay,
it's helping them get themselves ready for re-election, or helping them message in different topics. The one I was specifically talking about here in Las Vegas was criminal justice reform, which was, you know, was one of the bipartisan pieces of legislation that passed in Washington last year that the president signed, and really honed in on what we can do to be tough on crime, promote public safety, but at the same time end the cycle of mass incarceration, which impacts so many minority communities across the country. And so that's what I did today. When I was for Women's for Trump, I was with Laura Trump and several other of the top women Trump advisors, and we spoke about the president's record on helping women. And really what we have seen is an economic phenomenon for women, where it's the lowest unemployment where women are being empowered, where they're seeing their wages go up, where we're offering options when it comes to health care, and also ensuring that we secure a border, that being a priority for the president. So we're able to talk about issues, or I get the opportunity to talk about different issues to different groups, and really be able to talk about what the president has done for the last 2 years. And what I am able to do is bring in my own personal accounts of when I've been with the president in a lot of these meetings, or when I briefed the president, and being able to talk about Donald Trump, the man, the leader.
We're talking to Mercedes Slapp, and again, she is the senior advisor for Trump 2020. I'm having trouble saying that for some reason. Trump 2020, and we're talking to her about a number of different things. So is your goal, or it was your goal to get everybody on the same page when you're meeting with these legislators, or you're just trying to pass along the thought that Trump has on this particular issue, if it's women's, the women's jobs or crime and punishment? Is that the idea? When you leave that meeting, everybody sort of has an idea where Trump is.
Well, that is definitely the goal. It's the goal is to explain the president's accomplishments. It's being able to, in a variety of issues. I mean, and it goes from talking about the economy to talking about health care to talking about trade and what we've done with China and also what we're doing on immigration, something that the president cares about in terms of what we're able to do, but also and what the president has done, but also showing the contrast of what the Democrats are willing to offer Americans, which is that of increased taxes, decriminalizing individuals who are coming to the border illegally, giving free health care to illegal aliens. I mean, it's an agenda that simply is just way too far to the left.
Right.
That even some Democrats, like we saw yesterday during the debate, the governors were the ones saying, wait a second, don't you think we're going too far, that you're forcing the Americans to adapt or try to accept these radical changes? And so that my goal is just to ensure that being a communicator is being able to communicate those messages.
No question. The farther these people go to the left, the more votes they're going to come in and ching-ching for Donald Trump for 2020. I think
if he's
watching that last night, or you're watching that last night, you've got to be smiling the entire time, because, like I said, the further Bernie and Elizabeth Warren go out on that tree and to the left, the better it is for Donald Trump. So, all right, do you meet with him every day or almost every day or every week?
Well, at the White House, when I was working at the White House, I got to see him pretty frequently. Now at the campaign, it's a little different just because I'm based out of Roslyn, so it's Virginia, so I don't get to see him as much. But I stay in close contact with their staff, and obviously we're coordinating every day just to ensure that we're talking about the president's policies and really what matters to the American people, which are those issues like the economy, like health care, and immigration. I mean, just saw today there was a Wall Street Journal editorial talking about how 99% of Americans have had economic gains. They always talk about the 1% benefiting
right
from the economy, but truly so many Americans are benefiting because of the president's economic policies of deregulation, of tax reform, and the willingness of companies to invest in the United States, where the American worker is benefiting.
Now, you weren't on his campaign in 2016, right?
Well, I served as a surrogate, and my husband was a surrogate during the campaign.
Okay, I was just curious, is there anything different? Is there a different plan, different ground game, different sort of approach that the 2020 campaign will have that the 2016 did not?
Yes. I think that one is that there was very little structure in the 2016 campaign. It was kind of put together as best they could. And remember, when you go through a primary, so much of the money is being spent, and it's just complicated. Remember, Hillary Clinton had a lot more money than President Trump did in 2016. And so it truly was an organic movement, and it was that of the president's energy and his leadership that people could see, and the fact that they were frustrated with how Obama policies had impacted them in a negative way, that they wanted a substantial change and a change. And that's why one of the reasons why the president won. In 2020, I mean, Brad Parscale is masterful. He has set up a very strong, sophisticated structure, obviously a grassroots game in place, a strong social media apparatus, and obviously a strong fundraising apparatus. So we keep breaking records when it comes to raising money right now. And what we're seeing, obviously, on the Democrat side is that they're all split up, divided, trying to, you know, figure out who can out far, you know, who can go farther left. And that becomes an issue for the Democrat Party. So I think we're on a very strong, stable path, from all these different perspectives, putting us at an advantage. And of course, when you have the President of the United States who goes to these different, you know, is obviously going to these rallies, and you have, you know, hundreds of thousands of people who want to go to the event, who RSVP, they get like 90,000 RSVPs for one, 80,000 for the other. I mean, it's just phenomenal. Seeing the energy around this candidate.
I've never seen anything like it myself, to be honest with you. We were at a Trump rally in 2016. He stopped in Hartford, Connecticut, and it's insane. It's like a rock concert, and people are there hours ahead of time, and they don't care that they have to wait that long. They just want to be up close and be able to see him, and they're just so passionate, patriotic. I've never seen anything like it. Mercedes, can you stick around one more segment or no? You got to go?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
All right, so we'll stick around. We got to take a quick break. We'll do that. I've got a couple of questions, one about Twitter, one about the MAGA hat. I got to ask you a question about that. So Mercedes Slapp is with us. She is a senior advisor for Trump 2020, and we'll come right back once again. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. If you want to email me a question, leelcradio@gmail.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Raw and unfiltered. This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, my name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root again. He'll be back tomorrow night. Very special guest joining me. She is the senior advisor for Trump 2020, Mercedes Slapp. And she is, again, she's just been fantastic to spend some time with us. I know she's out in Vegas, and Vegas is the best place on earth. So I know she wants to get out there and have some fun. So I just I have a couple quick questions. Because a couple months ago, I saw Trump in front of thousands of people, and he asked them what they wanted. Did they want MAGA or did they want CAGA, right? Keep America Great. Keep America Great, right?
They did. And yeah, I was there.
Are we still going MAGA or are we going to go CAGA?
I think we can go both. I mean, I'm thinking, you know, if you're more of a MAGA person, go MAGA.
All right.
And if you want to keep America Great,
yeah.
You know, there's both hats are an option. That's the great thing about it.
Okay, because I'm confused. I'm a simple man, and I need simple things. And, I you know, if you're going to go with two, I'm a little bit confused.
I have to say, MAGA is such a classic.
I know.
I don't know. It's hard to break off of it, you know, but I'm more of a traditionalist, so that could be it.
I actually thought I thought the Trumpster actually expected the crowd to stay with MAGA. That was the impression I got.
I did too.
Okay.
I did too. I thought it was like, I think if I would have made a bet, I thought we would have stuck with MAGA, but apparently not. So I'm not betting tonight because obviously I'll lose if I've lost on the MAGA war.
I thought maybe you should just went with Making America Great Again.
Making
America Great Again.
Yeah. You could keep it. Well, he is, I have to say. He is. So it's interesting to watch, I think, how the Democrats are really they don't even really want to talk about the economy because they know they can't even win talking about the issue. So they skirt around it as much as they can.
Well, there's only two things they want to talk about. They want to talk about some health care, which was blown up by Obama anyway, and then they want to talk about race, and they want to talk about racism, which I'm sorry, but of all things you want to call this president, he's not a racist.
Yeah, it was interesting. I met with one of the state legislators today from Maryland, and she represents kind of like right on the outskirts of West Baltimore, which is really where there's a lot of the crime and the rat infestation. And she was telling me, she goes, you know what? You talk to these folks in Baltimore, and they're like, the president gets this. He's right. It's like this city has been abandoned. You've had the same Democrat failed leadership, this corruption from the mayor from last year, and it's like the people of Baltimore deserve better. And the president points it out. The problem is, and this is what bothers me the most, is that if you're of a certain gender or if you are of a certain race, you're not allowed to criticize the person. Like, you can't criticize the person's leadership because they'll call you a racist or sexist. It's like we have to be able to have these discussions. And the reality is that he pointed something out that we're seeing, which is that crime rate is horrible in Baltimore. Poverty rate is very high, and you've had the same Democrat local leaders there that have just continued to push the status quo.
Agreed. 100% agreed. Hey, one other question. I get this a lot, or there's a conversation about this a lot. People ask me, do you think the president actually sends out all of those tweets, middle of the night tweets, middle of the day tweets? Are they all his, or is there somebody else pulling the strings on some of them?
No, I mean, the president definitely is the one that approves them. He's the one that, believe me, at 12 o'clock at night, he's the one sending those out.
Okay.
You know, obviously, he has Dan Scavino, who's one of his closest advisors, one of the greatest guys I got to work with at the White House. Who, you know, is there with the president and, you know, is always the digital team to get videos out and things like that. But truly, the president approves his tweets, approves all the tweets,
okay,
that goes out. And you know, he knows exactly the messages he wants to deliver. And some of them people get really, you know, some of them, the people, they don't get all antsy and jump up and down and they're like, oh my gosh, and start calling him names. And then
right. You're
like, okay, get to the message here. And the message is, when you're looking at things, for example, when he's talking about the squad, clearly those four women, those four members of Congress are the ones that are dominating the news in terms of the radical policies that they push forward, many of them anti-Semitic, many of them anti-American, many of them anti-legal immigration. And we have to expose them. If we don't expose them and tell the truth and say, look, this is what the Democrat, now Socialist Party, represents, this is what they're trying to do, this is the direction they want to take America in, then we're not doing our jobs. And that, I think, is something that President Trump has always done, which is, he's gonna get attacked and he's gonna be criticized by the Democrats, the president will have a response. It's how he is and it's how he's wired, and he will not, and he wants to be transparent and send those direct messages.
Mercedes, listen, I can't thank you enough. Great stuff. What's the website? Folks want to go check it out. Maybe can people get involved in the campaign? Can they help?
Oh, absolutely. We're going to need lots of Trump warriors out there. But yes, it's DonaldJTrump.com, DonaldJTrump.com, and you know that's an area where you can get tickets for rallies and also find opportunities to help with the campaign. We are just so excited for the upcoming year. It's going to be getting the president on the road is going to be a lot of fun, and he's going to have a lot of things to say of the great work he's done for America.
In 20 seconds or less, what's going on with the Cincinnati rally?
Well, I think that he'll be ready to go. I mean, I think he's going to focus in on what the Democrats are offering and what their vision of America is, which is that of extreme policies, of raising taxes, of open borders, of ensuring that we, you know, that we don't, that their way to solve problems is to spend trillions and trillions of dollars.
Mercedes, I got to run. Thank you so much. We'll talk soon, okay? Have a good one. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. We'll be back.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Oh.